Welcome to the Ride This Way podcast, and today we're going to be discussing how the TTC can justify losing out in our time-based test 2 out of 3 times. My name is Stephen Brown.
And my name is Nick Barden. Let's get ready to ride this way. The car may have won 2 out of 3 times in the scenarios that we've done, but the TTC is still the better for a variety of reasons. A monthly Metro Pass from the TTC is $146.25, and that gets you unlimited use of the services.
On the other hand, we surveyed our class and the average insurance payment for a car came out to about $233 a month. When you factor in the cost of gas and parking in the city, you're well over $300 a month.
Which is obviously double what a monthly Metro Pass would be.
And Nick, according to a Globe and Mail article, the average TTC bus gets about 78.4 liters per 100 kilometers in the city. And I know what you're saying, that's a very large number. But the day that I was traveling the Young and Shepherd station, the bus was completely full with about 40 seated and another 20 standing.
And Stephen, especially when you consider that a car holds 4 to 5 people, and more often just one person in the car during rush hour, the TTC becomes the more environmentally friendly option as well.
But even with the TTC being the cheaper and more environmentally friendly option, people still do prefer their cars over public transit. The fact of the matter is that crowded buses and subways are just not appealing. The ability to be comfortable in your own car with personal space is worth the extra money and toll on the environment to some people.
Yeah, and obviously we've been in that situation where we're standing next to someone on public transit who smells rather unpleasant. But Toronto Mayor John Tory has a plan for now and the future on how to ease crowding on the TTC. Effective immediately as of February 2018, 2 more trains have been added to Line 1 and will move about 2,400 more people. And that's something that the mayor is working on and is adding more express buses to the Yonge Line during peak hours.
But at the end of the day, our study has shown that cars are faster than the TTC. There's no denying that, Nick. In this one scenario where the TTC did beat out the car, it was traveling to Yonge and Bloor Station. Maybe there's something to be said about the TTC being the best way to get around in the downtown core.
Thank you for listening to this Ride This Way podcast. Once again for Say News, my name is Nick Barden.
And I'm Stephen Brown. We hope you've enjoyed riding this way with us.
Morning, don't worry.